Nerd is the word in St. Paul. Mr. Zero's Carpenter, Lexington, next to old Mexico.
Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like his. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, Coleco, Mr. Zero, Psycho Jello, vinyl record radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar.
Just like 1974!
Nerd is the word. In St. Paul, Mr. Zero, Larpenter, and Lexington, right next to Old Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's.
Mr. Zero's. Mr. Zero's.
Well, all right! It's time again for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. This week, Mott the Hoople.
Sweet smelling girl.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Mott the Hoople. Their beginnings were in Hertfordshire, England in 1966 as the Doc Thomas Group. Later in 1969, they changed their name to Mott the Hoople from the Willard Manis novel. They released 10 albums, 15 singles, with 3 Billboard charting songs. They were All the Young Dudes in November of 1972 at number 37, and One of the Boys, January of 1973 at number 96. Starting off our show from November of 1969, dedicated to my friend Asha, rock and roll queen. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Stars Studios in St. Paul. Coming up now, sung by Mick Ralphs from September of 1970, Thunder Buck Ram.
Thank you. while she is sleeping. But in a little while she will awake and gently smile. My angel, I'll be that new Manhattan morning. Somewhere a siren sounds and she is turning. She moves my arm around for she is burning. She has so much to give but so little time to live. My angel, I'll be that morning. As I look down, the streets are slowly forming. And the ladies of the night have stopped performing. And the trash collector's horn salutes the dawning. And soon the workward bound will awaken. Soft warm hands behind that give no warning. Tell me, for just 1 hour have I been learning? I have so much to say, but so little time to stay. With my angel, I'll be there.
Just heard from March of 1971, Angel of 8th Avenue. The band was founded by guitarist Mick Michael Jeffrey Rouse from Hertfordshire, England. Born on the 31st of March in 1944, he was in the band from 1969 to 1973. The co-founder was bassist Pete Overend Watts from Birmingham, England. Born on the 13th of May in 1947, he expired on the 22nd of January in 2017. Also founded with drummer Terence Dale Buffin Griffin. Born in Herefordshire, England on the 24th of October in 1948, he expired on the 17th of January in 2016. If you'd like to hear past episodes of our show, simply go to MrZeros.com, go to the podcast key where there are over 85 episodes to choose from. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show, where there is all the information on our past radio shows. Coming up now, one of my favorite Mott the Hoople songs from November of 1971. Death may be your Santa Claus.
Thank you.
That last song was Jerkin' Crocus from September of 1972. The band found their most famous member, vocalist, keyboardist, guitarist Ian Hunter Patterson, born in Shropshire, England, on the 3rd of June in 1939, by running an ad in a local publication. Later, the band added keyboardist Stephen Morgan Fisher, born in London on January 1st, 1950. He was in the band from 1973 to 1976. I just met Morgan Fisher when Mott the Hoople 74 played First Avenue here in Minneapolis, Minnesota on the 2nd of April, 2019. He was a great guy, signed a couple records for me. The thing I remember most, he was carrying two sandwich bags, one filled with Triscuits and the other one filled with sliced cheese for his snack on the bus on their way to the next show in Chicago. When Mick Ralphs left the band in 1973 to form Bad Company with Paul Rodgers, they hired their second guitar player, Ariel Bender, born Luther James Grosvenor in Worcestershire, England, on the 23rd of December, 1946. He was in the band in 1973 to 1974. Say, fans, I got a question for you. How many of you saw Mott the Hoople live in May of 1971 at the Guthrie Theater here in Minneapolis? Listen up, people. This is Star Child of Kissin' Time. Make sure you come out and see us on Thursday, the 18th of April at the Minnesota Music Cafe here in St. Paul, Minnesota. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell and trade classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word. Coming up now from July of 1973, all the way from Memphis.
Stop, but you're still on the dole. Ladies and gentlemen, the golden age of rock and roll.
That last song dedicated to my former bandmate, Eric D. in Florida. The number 96 hit from March of 1974, The Golden Age of Rock and Roll. We've reached the end of our show, folks, so taking us out, the song written by David Bowie from November of 1974, All the Young Dudes Live in Concert.
Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks. I'm Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars. From his sides, a funky little boat race. The television lad is crazy, sighing the juvenile delinquent rest.
should start. What a drag. Too many snacks. I drunk a lot of wine and now I'm feeling fine. I gotta raise some cannabis. Is the concrete all around? Or is it in my head? You know I'm a dude,
Dad. Hey, dude.
Everything
you do.
Where are ya? Stand up.
Carry the
And Mr. Zero, this was the Psycho Jello Show on Mott the Hoople. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.
Mr. Zero.